What's up, everybody? Welcome to the second episode of the podcast where we talk about anything that can be a cause for a conversation. How was your past week? Mine was pretty awesome, I would say. You know, it was really pretty good. And that's all thanks to you guys. I really do appreciate all your support in listening and streaming the first episode. I got a lot of great feedback and ideas from you that we'll try to incorporate over the upcoming episodes. Now, if you weren't able to listen to the episode yet, it's still streaming in all available platforms. You guys can definitely check that out. Now, before we move on to our topic for the episode, or for this episode, I just want to share some things that got me interested recently. So, I started watching the series called Dark on Netflix, right? And man, bro, chong, pare, sobrang mind-boggling niya talaga. I mean, I just finished season one, no? And I'm halfway through season two, and of course, I'm not gonna spoil anything. I promise, no? Di naman tayo ganyan maapatid. So I just really think it's really interesting and something that's worth investing your time in if you have free time, of course, after you're done listening to this episode. So the NBA is nearing its return after its hiatus. Now to start last March 11th because of the pandemic. So the restart will kick off on July 30th. That will be the 31st here in the Philippines. We'll have a separate discussion about it, hopefully, possibly, on its own episode. So, watch out for that. I just want to say, though, that a lot of superstars, a lot of players in general, have tested positive for the virus. So, again, please, just want to urge everybody, you know, to always wear your mask, always sanitize your hands, and practice social distancing so that we can lessen the chance that we can contract this virus. Now, like what I mentioned on the first episode, some topics that we will be discussing won't really make any sense at all, right? As in, walang sense. Diba yun nasabi ko? So, eto na yun. Ito na yun, mga kapatid, no? Okay? So, our topic for today is something na I, myself, no? Am not very interested in. Ayoko talaga siya. I don't really enjoy this subject at all. No, I'm kidding. We are going to talk about food, of course. Of course. Of course it's food, right? Of course, for your second episode, do food. Wow. Why? Right, so specifically fried chicken is what I'm thinking. And I don't know with you guys, but something that crosses my mind every so often, no? Something that I think for me makes me wonder, what is the best tasting fast food fried chicken here in the Philippines? Medyo mahaba, you know, medyo matagal yung pagsabi ko para medyo rap style, no? But again, what is the best tasting fast food fried chicken here in the Philippines? And how can we decide what's the best fried chicken? Is it the way it looks, the taste, the price, or is it a little mix of everything? Hopefully, we'll put all that to rest by the end of this episode. So if you have time to spare, we have a great episode lined up for you. And it'll be fun, really, if you can stick around, all right? Awesome. All right, so what we're gonna do to determine our fast food fried chicken champion, or triple FC champ for short, patent that, man, is we're going to rank them based on a set of criteria, because here at Convos, we need to have stats to back it up, all right? That's just how we do it. So the criteria for this topic are the following. 40% for taste, because that's the first thing you look at when you eat your food. Am I right? Am I right? Okay. And next up is 20% for the way it looks. So this includes texture and size. All right. So kung medyo malaki yan, mga kapatid, alam niyo na. another 20% for price. Of course, we want something that we will be, you know, that will be worth it for us to spend our hard-earned moolah. Kasi kung medyo mahal yung chicken, dapat mas masarap siya, di ba? All right, because we always want value for our money, and of course, all price reference will be from menus.ph. 10% is for variety. So dito po ang pasok yung kung marami ba silang different types of chicken to offer para marami tayong choice.
Para kahit dito lang maranasan naman natin na tayo yung pumipili.
Char lang. Char. And last but 10% is for people's votes. So we conducted a poll to a certain number of people. You know, they're in different age groups and cliques to rank them according to their likeness without any basis. So bahala na sila dyan, ganun. So kung top 1 sa kanila, magkakaroon ng 10 points. Top 2, 9 points. Top 3, 3. Charot. Alam niyo na yan, ganun siya. So since we have established our points of comparison, let's do a quick rundown of our competitors. Yeah! So first up, oh, and if you want to clap, it's all good, all right? Trust me, I'm doing it in my mind as well. So first up, it's the hard-hitting dancing bee. Yep, you heard it. It's Jollibee. Whoa, yeah. Next up, it is the happy clown. Give it up for McDonald's. Yeah. Third in our list, the Colonel's Pride, KFC. Boom. Next up, it's food royalty. Yeah, you heard me. It's Chowking. And last but not least, it's the Yellow Convenience Store. I mean, stop. Yeah. Starting off with KFC. So I'll give this 35% for the taste, because you really can't go wrong with eating a bucket of KFCs, you know, parang di ka magsisisi kasi ang sarap niya. Yung aroma, pag namoy mo, alam mo na agad na KFC siya. And it also helps na unli yung gravy niya, di ba? Alam natin yan lahat. Minsan, ay, di pala minsan. Most of the time, kumukuha pa tayo ng extra plate para lang dyan. Alam niyo yan, gawain natin yan, mga patid, no? Which, of course, complements the taste of the chicken. And they also have the 11 secret herbs and spices to back it up. Na talagang nagtatranslate, no? Nagtatranslate siya sa food. So 14% sa look, because sizes are different depending on where you're eating. Pero seldom na maliit yung chicken nila, especially yung spicy. Tsaka for texture, kakaiba yung texture niya. Parang hindi siya fried na fried. So, madi-differentiate mo talaga siya from the other chickens, you know, in the market. Pero again, it sacrifices its crunchiness. Alright, so for the price, I'll give it 14%. The one-piece chicken meal costs around 99 pesos, of course. That's with rice and drinks. So, para sa akin, medyo expensive siya. Kasi parang walang ibang side dishes na kasama. Although, di ka pa rin naman magsisisi kasi goods pa rin naman siya. I mean, it's still KFC, right? So for variety, I'll rate it 10%. Why? Delilah? Charot. Corny. So, because KFC has tons of chicken selection. You can choose from, aside from their original, they have spicy. They even have crunchy original, and they also did experimentations before, you know, where they added crushed clover chips to the chicken, which was not that good, to be honest. But they still tried to have more choices for their customers, which of course is a big plus for me, and that is awesome. And for the people's vote, it earns them 9%, which brings their total to 82%, which is a great score. And that will be the benchmark para sa mga susunod na mga katinggali natin, mga kapatid. Alright? So moving on to our next chick, Ken. We have food royalty known as Chowking. So for the taste, I'll give it a good 32%, although its Chinese-style chicken suits me, of course. I'm not really a fan of their breading and the oil they use. Ewan ko lang, for me, parang iba yung pagka-oily niya. And pag tumagal na, parang nag-iiba na yung lasa. Alright, 14% for the texture. Like what I just mentioned, I really don't like their breading. The skin is really... really want me my jo. Hey, jola. So again, I don't really like it that much. Parang OA yung pagka-crunchy niya. Tapos pag tumagal, wala na agad yung lutong. Parang lumalambot na ewan yung balat. Oh, bars. Hey. Although, usually, no, big part talaga yung offering na Chowking. Kaya na-salvage you score for texture. So for the price, I'll give it 13%. 13, yeah. Again, sorry, Chowking. The Chinese-style fried chicken is worth 109 pesos with drinks, which is not bad. Pero if you have a choice to choose this over any other fast food restos, I'll possibly choose another one. Although, I would say na... not many fast food chains really offer Chinese style food, you know, Chinese food. That's why Chowking is really different. So for variations, I'll give it a 7. I know, it's low, but they don't really offer any other fried chicken choices other than the aforementioned Chinese style fried chicken, but they make up for it with tons of other food choices, okay? For people's vote, they get 7%, which brings their total to 73%. It's lower compared to KFC, but I think it has its own unique quality that sets it apart from the herd, you know? So let's see how it stands against its foes. Next up, we have the underrated chicken from the yellow convenience store, Ministop. He's the David to the Goliaths of the fast food chain. But as you might know, underdogs usually surprises everybody, right? So for taste, I'll give it a strong 33%. I mean, it's not KFC, but it's good enough to earn 2 points lesser than Kentucky's Best, which really says a lot about Uncle John's offerings. So Uncle John is the name of the chicken that is served in Ministop. So 15% for texture, kasi malaki yung chicken niya, and most of the time, tayo naman talaga yung pumipili ng gusto nating part. Kasi nakikita naman natin through the counter, yung the glass counter. And crispy siya, pero di ganun ka-OA. Parang tamang-tama lang yung itsura niya in feel. So for the price, I'll give it 16%. Because you can get a one-piece chicken for around 72 pesos. Though walang drink, they have promos where you can add your choice of beverage depending on the promo that they currently have. So it's a good thing. So I really think price is one of the selling points of Ministop because you really get value for your money, you know? So for variation, it's 8%. For me, kasi they offer a few varieties. No? They're really not a restaurant. They have spicy. And now I think they offer something with sriracha. I'm not sure. Although, again, it's more than what you can naturally see in a convenience store. I would say, though, that a lot of times they are not available in the store, which, of course, is very frustrating, especially if you want to try something new. And they earn 8% from people's votes for a total of 80%. So this puts them basically in the middle of the pack, no, mga patid? Yan. Now we're down to the last two, and they are sort of the Goliaths, the behemoths, you know, the benchmark when it comes to fast food chains here in the Philippines. So first up is McDonald's. So wala nang intro-intro pa. Let's get it. For taste, I'll give it 30%. Even though it's McDo, I really think their fried chicken is one of their weakest products. Though I enjoy most of what they offer, kahit di talaga ako mahilig sa food, ha? Kayo, huwag kayong judger. Huwag kayong judger. So I don't really know. I just think their chicken is not up to their own huge standards, you know. And I'll give it 15% for the texture kasi the chicken looks good naman. And may engaño ka kumain pag nakita mo siya, right? But out of all the chickens included here, I would say McDo offers or has the smallest portion available. Ayun, medyo jutes na. Duty free, mga kapatid. Ayan. So for the price, I'll give it a respectable 15%. Their one piece value meal is worth 92 pesos with drink and 83 pesos without. So medyo okay naman siya compared sa ibang price na natakal natin. No? And they also have unlimited gravy. Same with KFC to heighten the experience. Tamang paglagay ng gravy sa plate para umaapaw sa kanin. So for variation, I'll give it an 8. They only have original and spicy, although they have chicken fillets, which are really valuable, and their famous chicken nuggets, which is to die for, as in Ermergird. Ermergird talaga. Pero again, we're talking about their main chicken available. So, for people's vote, they earned 6%, which brings their total to... Dun, 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 dun. Shut up. 74%. So it's higher than Chowking, but also lower than Mini Stops. Alright. Again, their chicken may be at the lower end of the barrel, but again, it's McDo. It's not one of the biggest fast food chains in the world for nothing, right? But maybe they should try to reinvent their chicken again, quite like what they did before, you know, to make it on par with their other products. All right. Now, last but not the least, we got the Dancing Bee. and their world-famous chicken joy. I say world-famous because they branch out, you know, internationally na. They have branches... in the US and other parts of the world. So, yeah, it's a really world famous Chicken Joy. And I think sila lang yung may pangalan talaga yung chicken nila, no? Chicken Joy. Kasi Chicken McDo. Yung isa Chinese style. Oh, parang siya lang. So, for taste, I'll give it 38%. It's not a perfect 40, but it's near. It's near. You know, I think everybody naman has tasted Chicken Joy na. And pagkagat mo, alaaga mulak, no? Mararamdaman mo agad yung saya na dala nitong fried chicken sa mundo mo. Para nagbabago, para nagkaka-butterflies, pare. Para nagkakaroon ng puso-puso yung mga heart-heart shape na yan. No? Sa mundo mo. Kakaiba yung batter na ginagamit nila. And I think iba din yung way ng pagluto nila, which makes it so juicy na kahit tumagal na, ganun pa din naman yung lasa niya. For texture, I'll give it 15%. Again, sobrang appealing niya to look at, no? Ang nakita mo, Chicken Joy yan. Uy, bro, Chicken Joy, oh. Pagano ka. And sobrang crunchy pag kinain mo, na minsan lang, maliit din yung serving ng leg or wing part. So, kailangan talaga mag-request ka kung meron silang available na bigger part. Yeah. So for price, I'll give it 15% again. Its value meal is priced at 90 pesos with it so low at 75, which is a very good price considering the taste and all. Di mo man siya pwede araw-arawin pag nakain mo naman all-anups naman, mga kapatid, na parang walang makakapigil sa nararamdaman mo para sa kanya. Okay? Para sa food tong pinag-uusapan natin. So, I'll give it an 8 for variety because they only serve original and spicy. So, you have limited options. Pero at least may options ka, di ba? Unlike Char. And they earned 10 for the people's vote, which brings them to 86 points. points, and that means Jollibee Chicken Joy is our first ever fast food fried chicken champion. Sobrang falseto nun, ah. Alright. So, again, let's rank them up from lowest to highest. We have Chowking with 73, McDo with 74, Ministop with 80, KFC with 82, and our champs, Jollibee with 86. Congrats to our winners, but again, these are my opinions, no? And I'm not saying na yung iba na lower rank, you know, ay di na masarap kasi I personally eat them often. And who doesn't like fried chicken, right? So before we wrap it up, I just want to give a big shout out to Conscious Clothing for the mask. They're pretty valuable and needed during this time and in the new normal. So if you need a mask that is also fashionable, you can try to visit their page on Facebook for more details. Also, if you might need a hands-free alcohol dispenser for your home, office, or elsewhere, you can try to message Joey De Guzman on Facebook so you can inquire and get one. All right, so you reached the end of our episode. Again, I just want to thank you, for listening. And just a friendly advice, if you want to do something but certain things hinder you from doing so, just do it. All right, because you won't know until you try. All right, be positive, be safe. Again, there's Eco, and that's our convo. Peace.